are listening to Pod for Ham, a podcast from The Incomparable that's all about the musical Hamilton, taking it one track at a time through the original Broadway cast recording. Every episode features different groups of interesting people talking about a single track. Visit us on the web at pod4ham.com or follow us on Twitter at pod4ham.
Come in. They brought him in a half an hour ago. He lost a lot of blood on the way
over. Is he alive?
Yes, but you have to understand. The bullet entered just above his hip and lodged in his right arm.
Can I see him, please?
I'm doing everything I can, but the wound was already infected when he arrived.
Welcome back to Pod for Ham, where we are still going track by track through the original cast album of Hamilton, an American musical. This week, we're talking about Stay Alive, Reprise, in which young Philip fails to do that. I'm Monty Ashley.
I'm Elsa Shinnison Henry.
I'm Emily Nominson.
This is where the musical gets really sad. Up until now, it's mostly been pretty good news for Alexander Hamilton. His marriage has fallen apart a bit, but now it really starts to weigh in on you that Act Two is the sad act. This is a rough song for me to listen to.
It's like his marriage falls apart. I mean, it could be like an arc on Empire or Scandal, right? Or how marriage falls apart, get blackmailed, and then you think it's over, and then nope.
Hamilton equated the birth of the country with the birth of his son at the end of the first act. And by this point in the show, he's lost control of his son, the United States, and now he's losing Philip himself. It's all going away.
It's pretty ugly.
It turns out duels are dangerous. This feels like foreshadowing.
A little bit.
Like, the first duel we see, it's kind of a romp. It's, yeah, we should have shot him in the mouth. Yeah, what now? But now, oh no, our side can get shot. You'd think Alexander would learn something from that. Spoilers, Alexander learns nothing from nothing ever.
I think part of what makes this particular song so difficult is the emotion that's clearly going through the actors. Even on the recording, it's devastating.
Oh, Lin-Manuel Miranda had just had a son.
Yeah.
So it's got to be very rough to then write yourself a role where you act out the birth of a son and then the death of that son in your arms every night.
That's a lot.
This is one of the more motif-heavy songs, I feel, because there's so much counting to 10 in this show with the 10 dual commandments and with Philip learning how to count to 10 in French, except no one ever gets to 10. So we go back to the un, deux, trois. I stopped there because I didn't have faith in my ability to count in French.
I think it's also yet another way to make the audience feel terrible because we got that in Take a Break when they're singing together.
Yeah.
So, and that's not even that long ago.
It's true. But as Philip is dying, he and his mother sing the counting again, except he drops out after a few numbers, and then the heartbeat in the background music stops.
And then the audience bursts into tears.
They do. In the Hamiltome, which is the book of Hamilton, it's very graphic. A lot of times you'll be reading the lyrics and there is a full two-page spread of a picture of what is happening. And then when you get to the end of Stay Alive, you turn the page and it's just black background with white text. And there's no adornment.
And also the picture of Lynn and Philippa, it's so close up on their faces.
Yeah.
And it's just grief-stricken. Yeah, I have a hard time talking about this one.
Yeah.
Okay, I had some questions. Number one was, how old was Philip when he died?
He was in college, so I'm going to say 19.
It is really eerie, by the way, that he died in the exact same place. Like, the duel was in the same place that Alexander Hamilton's duel was. They both dueled in Weehawken.
Do you think he was, like, acting out for Dad's attention? Like,
yes.
Absolutely.
I 100% believe that he grew up picturing his father as a dashing war hero who never backed down to anybody, so he was going to prove he was just as good as dad.
I mean, and, like, who the hell was even George Eaker that Philip went up to him and was like, hey, dude, stop watching your play. I'm a big, swaggering, big man on campus. Come, you know, put your dukes up. Like, he was a young... He sounds like he was a jerk. He goes from being just the light and the joy of Eliza's life when we first meet him. And then the next time we see him, he's talking about what's in his pants. And yep. he's like just a macho dude bro. He's like talking about what he's got in his pants. And then he's trying to cause trouble with George Eaker, who's innocently trying to watch a play.
Well, Eaker did talk smack about Alexander Hamilton, one of the heroes and founders of the country.
Yeah.
Eaker was a Burr supporter.
Okay.
And he basically made a speech denigrating Hamilton in order to make Burr look better. And Philip and his buddy confronted Eaker, and Eaker called them rascals.
So here we get into an interesting thing that often comes up for me. We are shifting from talking about Hamilton the musical to Hamilton, the actual person. So, like, my sister always is asking me, like, then what happened? Then what did he do? And I'm just like, okay, just so we're clear, I'm only telling you what happens in Hamilton the musical. So please don't quote me on this when you're talking about the actual history of this nation.
That's a good point, because I tend to think of this as, you know, well, I feel that Philip was justified in his behavior because George Eaker made this speech. But you're right. All that happens in the musical is Philip shows up, says, I'm pretty great. Hey, ladies, I'm going to go try to kill this dude. Hey, George.
Right. Hey, George. And then, like, maybe Philip's thinking, when I kill this dude, then all these chicks will want to get with me.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's thinking.
Right? That's what Hamilton says in the beginning of the play.
Yep.
I wish there was a war so I could make a name for myself.
I think there's also a certain amount of, if his dad sounds good to people, he has a better shot.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Like, he's doing like a, do you know who I am? Don't you know who I am?
And George does not care who you are, kid.
Clearly. Do I know who you are? Well, you're about to find out who I am when I kill you in a duel.
Having said all that, I still find his death very, very sad.
Well, yes.
I'm just saying, you know.
And then at the end, he's like, I did what you told me, Dad. You know, like, his dad was his hero.
Yeah, but his dad gave him bad advice. First, by the example, here's how to live your life. Get into fights all the time.
Right.
And then once you're in a fight with death on the line, don't shoot.
Right.
Yeah.
Was he religious? Well, no, he wasn't religious. We find out at the end of the play that he doesn't usually walk to church on Sunday.
Yeah. Alexander becomes somewhat more religious after this.
So, like, his complete and utter narcissistic belief that he would win in the end is replaced by a belief in God, when he realizes that he can't rely only upon himself. Then he dies anyway.
Eh.
What have we learned?
He would have been dead by now anyway, I'm pretty sure.
By now, like 2016?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a hard song to really go into for me, because although it's very sad and very affecting, it's also very simple. Like, so much of the song is just Eliza with her dying son in her arms, watching him die. And there's not a lot of, you know, analysis or footnoting you can do on that. I can't say, well, you know, that's a reference to this other musical. It isn't. It's just a simple, sad moment. And I think it's really one of the strengths of the musical that in the same shows you have, like, Guns and Ships, you're able to just take everything out and, yeah, just let the emotional moment be itself.
And it also accomplishes, it makes the audience ready to, going forward from this song, just root for Eliza to, like, be awesome and live another 50 years and start the orphanage. Like,
yeah.
Like, all right, Hamilton, you have failed. You've basically gotten your wife's son murdered. So now we can start, like, preparing for your death because you've fallen from grace. God, am I sacrilegious to talk shit about Hamilton with my ham fam? It's hard. I'm having an emotional crisis of conscience. Like, I'm exploring different feelings about Hamilton that I've not explored yet. So thank you.
I think it's really complicated to have entirely good feelings about Hamilton as a person, especially in Act 2. In Act 1, you can kind of get behind his young, scrappy, and hungry attitude. But a lot of Act 2 is somewhat about Hamilton having to grow up and, you know, adult.
Yeah, and most of the bad things that happen to Hamilton are because of Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He's a host unto himself, you might say.
I will say I feel bad for Alexander and Eliza's other 7 children.
Yes.
Because they don't fit in the musical or the narrative. And I also find it super weird that one of their later kids was named Philip.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they did that.
I get that you like the name, but that's weird.
They did name the second son after the first one. That was intentional.
All right.
And like, different mental... Yeah, awkward. The first one was Philip A. Hamilton. The next one was Philip B. Hamilton.
Oh, that's good. That way, if this one gets himself killed, you have another 24 plans.
And then, like, Eliza will no longer be fertile. So, yeah, stay alive. Or not.
Yeah.
Stay alive.
You know, Philip, when Alexander was told to stay alive, he did. That's all I'm saying. And he was in a war, unlike you. You were just going to college. Most people get through colleges without dying.
Yeah.
Harsh. That felt harsh. Now I feel bad.
Harsh.
Sorry.
You'll get over it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Anyone have anything else on this song?
Nope.
No.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Next week gets even sadder because it's quiet uptown.
Good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 7, 8, 9.